ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தே சாந்தே சாந்திஹி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ப்ரஹதாரண்யக உபநிஷத் சாப்டர் 3 கஹோல பிராமணம் 3.5.1. அத்தகைய கஹோலஹாம் கௌஷீத்யக்கேயப்பப்ரச்சம் யாஜ்ஞவல்க்யேதி ஹோவாச்சம் யதேவ சாக்ஷாத் அபரோக்ஷாத் அபரோக்ஷாத் ப்ரஹ்மம் ய ஆத்மா சர்வாந்தரஹாம் தம்மே வியாச்சக்ஷ்வேதி ஏஷத ஆத்மா சர்வாந்தர கதமோ யாஜ்ஞவல்க்ய சர்வாந்தர யோஷனாயாபி பாசே சோகம் மோகம் ஜரா மிருத்யுமத்யேதி. We will read up to this portion of this mantra and we will continue with the rest of the mantra after we discuss this section. So after Ushastha withdrew, the next challenger, the next rishi is Kahola, who has got another name also. Kaushitikeyaha is his another name, and this brahmanam is named after this Kahola, Kahola brahmana. So he has another name, Kaushitikeyaha also. So having approached the Yajnavalkya, Kahola asks a question. And we will find this portion is exactly the same as the previous portion. And Kahola Rishi asks a question to Yajnavalkya. The same question as raised by Ushastha in the previous Brahmana. So both are related to the universal self, which is the content, the essence of everything for which Yajnavalkya answered that universal self is yourself to Ushastha in the previous Brahmana. So the essence for the entire universe must be in you also and in your body-mind complex also. So the same essence must be there and therefore universal self is yourself, was the answer then. So yeshata atma sarvantaraha. And thereafterwards, the question was asked, what is that self of mine or what is my self? For which the answer was given in the previous Brahmanam as Drashter Drashta, Shrutehe Shrota, Mater Manta, and all that. Which means Sarva Vrittinam Sakshihi. Vrittihi means thoughts of the mind. So we can also say Antakaranasya Sakshi or Avastatrayasya Sakshi, Sarva Vrittinam Sakshi. Sakshi means that which illumines without any modification. So in short, the changeless awareness was revealed as the Sakshi earlier. Now in this Brahmanam, the same question about Sakshi, that is Sakshi Atma alone is asked, and Acharya raises a question, Acharya means Shankaracharya raises a question, is it not a repetition? And why should Kahola ask the same question as Ushastha has already asked? And Acharya notes here, when we know Atma is Sakshi, it is only knowledge of Tvam Pada Artha in Tattvamasi. The Tvam Pada Artha alone was discussed earlier. Now he wants to teach its Aikyam with Tat Pada, Brahman. So previous Brahmanam, Jiva Swarupam, Tvam Pada was taught. Here it is Tat Pada Aikyam is being taught and therefore the question is not repetition. That is how Shankaracharya contends. So he justifies Kahola's question by saying that Kahola wants to know more about the same Atma. So Yajnavalkya also understands Kahola's intention and therefore Yajnavalkya gives some more information regarding the Sakshi. And what is that? Ashanaya pipase shokam moham jaram mrityum atyeti. This Sakshi Atma is a samsari. Samsari opposite a samsari. This Sakshi Atma, I, the essential self, am a samsari, free from all samsara. This means Aham Nitya Mukta Swarupaha. So this Nitya Muktatva or Asamsaritva is the additional information given in this Kahola Brahmana. Then the question is, if Atma is free from samsara, and generally, actually, if Atma is free from, what is the nature of Atma? All those questions will come. So we have several definitions for that. So he is, samsara is given as sixfold problems. Together is called samsara. And generally, a particular idiom is used for this, and that is shad urmihi. Urmihi means tarangam, wave in the ocean. Shad urmihi means six waves. So if samsara is compared to an ocean, then six waves are the sixfold problems that we face that lashes us. And whoever is in the ocean, waves will lash a person, will hit him, harm him, and almost drown him. And we cannot even say when a wave will come. That depends upon the unpredictable winds. Three unpredictable, powerful waves will affect a person in the ocean, all of them. Similarly, a person who is in samsara samudra, he is hit by the shad urmis called ashana, pipasa, sokaha, mohaha, jara, and mrityo. So ashana means hunger. So ashitum iccha ashana, to quench the hunger, we need food. For food, we yearn. For yearning, we get education. And it's a continuous process. All for what? As Acharya says, udara nimittam bahukrita veshaha. Food leads to over-digestion also, poisoning, all that. So many problems. All due to one eating that creates endless problems. And then comes the second problem called pipasa. Pipasa means thirst. Actually, these words have come earlier also in other Upanishads. So patum iccha. So these are all waterborne diseases are many. They are endless. So that is another source for mahasamsara. And the third one in the list is shokaha. Normally shoka means sorrow. And Shankaracharya gives a special meaning here. He says shoka means dissatisfaction with the things that we possess. And therefore, consequently, I want to acquire more. So Shankaracharya defines shoka as dissatisfaction, which is the cause of desire. So kama bija aramanam shokaha, atrupti is also cause for shoka. So I am not happy with whatever I have. It is self-insufficiency or self-inadequacy, sense of smallness. So apurnata bhavaha, this is called shoka. And this is the third problem of samsara. And the fourth problem of samsara is mohaha. Moha, we are very familiar with that, delusion. Shankaracharya says, viparita pratyaya nimittaha avivekaha. So brahmaha, that is moha. The confusion caused by non-understanding and confusion born out of misconceptions. So Shankaracharya does not say what type of confusion, but all types of confusion can be brought in here. And what is the primary confusion? The primary confusion is we are all born with dissatisfaction or apurnata buddhi. That is the confusion. Therefore, there is a constant struggle to complete myself. But I don't know what will make me purnam or complete. We don't know the solution for our problems. And what is the real thing that will complete me? We don't know. Atmajnanam alone will give me purnatvam. Without knowing this, we seek purnatvam through anatma. Instead of turning towards atma for purnatvam, one has turned his life towards anatma. As Acharya says in Bhajagovindam, balasthavad krida saktaha, tarunasthavad taruni saktaha, vriddhasthavad chinta saktaha, parame brahmani kopi na saktaha. At every stage of life, we think one anatma or another will make me full. As a child, toys will complete me, I thought. As a youth, I thought a spouse would, a companion would. Then I thought children will complete me. Their education, job, marriage. So all this, what will I do in old age? Everything. So the problem goes on endlessly. So this misdirected pursuit is called moha. And that is why Shankaracharya said, Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam, Govindam Bhaja, Moodhamate. Foolish people, don't go on searching everywhere. See it yourself in the mind. Drashter, Drashta. We already saw Shruter, Shrota. You can get Tripti in mind instead. Why do you search everywhere? This is the fourth wave of samsara. And then the fifth wave of samsara is Jara. Jara is terrible. So Vyagriva Tishtati Jara Paritajanti. So this is the Paritajanti Vyagriva. So Vyagriva Tishtati. Vyagra means is a tigress. So like a tigress, actually Bhartrahari says it, this one. See the old age in Vairagya. So the old age is staring at everyone, showing various indications like Vali, Palithabi, Lingam. Shankaracharya says, Vali means wrinkles. We do lot of things to cover the wrinkles. Not able to read in between the lines as age grows. So many procedures and so many things are there to cover up the wrinkles. And next is gray hair, Palitam. To cover up gray hair, there are many things. I try to darken it. It becomes brown. All kinds of things. So Vali, Palithabi, Lingam is Jara, old age. And the consequent problems, senility is the disease of old age. And finally, the most frightening one, which we are mortally afraid of, that is the mortality itself. That is the fear of death, the fear of separation. And we say that I am not worried about my death, but who will take care of my children? All those problems we know. These are the six urmis, that is six waves. Shankaracharya says, of these, two waves belong to Shariram, the body, and two belong to Prana, and two belong to the mind. So Ashanaya Pipasa, that is the hunger and thirst, they belong to the Prana. And Shoka and Moha belong to mind. And Jara and Mrityu belong to Shariram. So at three levels, these problems constantly threaten us and affect the human being. And this alone is called samsara. Shad urmihi samsara. And what is the nature of Atma? Atma is atyeti. Atma goes beyond and is unaffected by all the six problems of samsara. Because all six belong to Upadhi alone. Anatma alone is afflicted by all of them. Atma does not have any sambandha. Thus Atma is Nitya Muktaha. So the Nitya Mukta can be taken as Mahavakya here. In previous Brahmanam, Tvampadartha was explained, and in this Brahmanam, Tatpada Aikyam or Mahavakyam is said. And in addition to this, one more topic for which this Brahmanam is very popular or famous is being introduced now. And that we are going to see in the rest of the mantra, or the same mantra. We read only up to a few lines. Now we are going to read the rest of the lines of this mantra. Yetam vaitam atmanam viditva brahmanaham putraishanayascha pittaishanayascha lokaishanayascha vittayayam vittayatam bhikshacharyam charantim yahyeva putraishanam savittaishanam salokaishanam ubehyetem yeshane eva bhavataham tasmat brahmanaham panditiam nirvidyam balyena tishthaset balyam cha panditiam cha nirvidyata munihi amaunancha maunancha nirvidyata brahmanaham sabrahmanaha kenasyat yenasyat kena idrisha idrisha eva atonyadartham tadoha kaholaham Kaushitakeya Upararama iti panchamam brahmanam. This concludes the fifth brahmanam. So in this famous and important portion, two sadhanas for moksha are pointed out. The primary sadhana is atmajnanam and supporting sadhana is sannyasa or renunciation. Here the Upanishad says, yetam vai tam atmanam viditva. First, the person should get a general knowledge about the Atma. That is called Apada Jnanam or Paroksha Jnanam. Because only then he will try to know more clearly about Atma. For example, if I want to know an atom, I have to do research on the atom. And before going for research, I should have a general knowledge that there is an atom available for research and what result one can achieve by doing the research, what is my goal, all that. This is called Apatha Jnanam. And thereafter, I can dedicate myself to the study of atom. So also, if I want to study about microbes, I should have some general knowledge, as is the case of atom, before I go for research. So also, before studying the Upanishad, I should know something called Upanishad is there. The first general knowledge is called Apatha Jnanam. And the serious study gives a clear knowledge. When a person does Veda Adhyayanam first, and he comes to know that there is something called Atma Jnanam or Brahma Jnanam, so one who is never exposed to Vedas and Shastras will never know that there is something called Brahman or Atma. But when one studies Veda, Veda tells, Yatova ima nibhuta nijayante, yena jata nijivanti, yat prayante bisamvisanti, tad vijignasasvam, tad brahmeti. So Veda says there is something called Jagat Karanam, which is Brahman. And the very same Veda says, Brahma vida apnoti param, tadeshabhyukta satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Veda says that the knower of Brahman attains moksha. Anna karmanana prajayadane natyage naike amrtatvamanashuhu. So Veda says so many ways. According to our tradition, one should know Veda Adhyayan, one should do Veda Adhyayanam for 6 months. Actually, incidentally, the Upakarma, Rigyajur Upakarma, it was yesterday, and today is Gayatri Japa. And the first 6 months starting from yesterday, that is the Upakarma day, one is supposed to do Veda Adhyayana. That is why there is a ritual called Veda Aramba that is done as part of this ritual. So for 6 months, they will be doing Adhyayana. And after that, for the remaining 6 months, no Adhyayanam is done, but Vedanga Adhyayanam, that is the understanding of the Vedas, the various Angas of the Vedas. So they all have to study that to understand the Tatparya of Vedas. So a ritual called Upakarma, that is the beginning ritual for Veda Adhyayanam, and the ending ritual is called Adhyayam Utsarjana Karma. So because actually in Gayatri Japam, we read the Sankalpa today, we do a prayaschitam because we are not doing that. Adhyaya Utsarjana Akarana Prayaschitartham, Mithyatita Prayaschitartham, Samvatsara Prayaschitartham, we say all that thing today. But doing this Gayatri Japam is for prayaschitam, for not doing the Veda Dhyanam all these days. So during this Shravani Purnima, Upakarma, that is in the beginning of Veda Adhyayanam, and after 6 months, Veda Adhyayanam ends, then the six Angas, the organs of Vedas, they begin. Study of them begin. They have got the six of, all the six of them, they are called Siksha. Siksha is the pronunciation, the letters. The Chandas, the meter, and Kalpa, the various procedures and all. Vyakarana is the grammar. And then we have got Niruktam, the etymology, and Jyotisham, astrology, all those things. These are various Angas. And there are six Upangas also, Mimamsa, Nyaya, Puranas, Dharma Shastra. So they all come under the Upangas. So Sanskrit study also is a must when we learn all this. So one should study all that. So Vedic student gets to know, gets the general knowledge of the Vedas. So what is the general knowledge is Brahmavit apnoti param. The one who knows Brahman, he attains the supreme. Because knowledge of Sanskrit language, he knows the knower of Brahman attains moksha, then itself. Thus, this general knowledge is acquired in Brahmacharya Ashrama. And for specific knowledge, he has to enter into Purva Mimamsa and Uttara Mimamsa. Study of Purva Mimamsa gives a clear knowledge of rituals, Karmakanda. And Uttara Mimamsa gives clear knowledge of Brahman, Jnanakanda. So Purva Mimamsa is studied for doing rituals, which will give you Chitta Shuddhi. Chittasyam Shuddhaye Karma. That is what Acharya said in Viveka Chudamani. So if Chitta Shuddhi is already there, then he does not require Purva Mimamsa at all. And what he should do? From Brahmacharya itself, he can enter into Sannyasa Ashrama to pursue Jnana Marga. So for him, Purva Mimamsa and Karma Kanda, they become irrelevant. And then he enters into Jnana Kanda by taking sannyasa. This is what is prescribed here. Thus, the procedure is the general knowledge is gained in Brahmacharya Ashrama. and particular knowledge is gained in sannyasa ashrama. And that is what is said here. Etam vai tamatmanam viditva. First, the people enter the Gurukula, enter Brahmacharya ashrama, study Vedas, and come to know that there are four Purusharthas, namely Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha. And karma is the means for Dharma, Artha, Kama. Karma is the means for Dharma, Artha, Kama. So Jnanam is the means for Moksha. As a Brahmachari, one has to decide whether one needs to go after Dharma, Artha, Kama, or Moksha. If I like Dharma, Punyam, and Swarga, all those I get. Or Kama, pleasures of the world. If I have an urge for Artha, plenty of money, then I take to the karma path. On the other hand, if I have no desire for anatma at all, then I take to sannyasa and work for moksha. Therefore, who works for atmajnanam? Those who have no desire for anatma, they work. And the desire for anatma is divided also into three desires. One is called putraishana. In this shloka, all these names come. That is why I'm defining all this. Putraishana and vitraishana and lokaishana. Yeshana means desire in Sanskrit. Same as Icha, Kamaha, Yeshana, all of them are same synonyms. So the desire for Anatma is divided into three here. Putra Yeshana, desire for me, Vitteshana, desire for Vittam or wealth, and Lokeshana, desire for various lokas, the better world, Swarga Loka and all that, or desire for heavens or Brahma Loka and all that. So those who have got Vairagyam, they give up, they transcend, and go beyond all these three desires. So, vyuttaya means giving up. Atha, thereafter, how do they live? Bhikshacharyam charanti. They take to a life of bhiksha or alms. This means they will become sannyasis. Paramahamsa parivrajakas. Parivrajakaha bhavanti. Why? Because they have understood Atma alone will lead to moksha. Atma jnanam alone will lead to moksha. And anatma will not lead to moksha. So nitya, anitya, vastu, viveka, they know. Because of their viveka, they come to know that atma alone is the best and renounce the world and take to sannyasa. Then the Upanishad says that even though we divide the desires into three, all of them are essentially the same only. All of them come under only one category, namely desire. Therefore, Upanishad says, Yaheva putraishana savitteshana. Desire for progeny, putraishana, is the same as desire for wealth. And yavitteshana salokeshana. Desire for wealth is the same as the desire for lokas, because they are all desire only. So why do we equate them? Because yeshane eva bhavataha. All of them come under only one category called desire, whether it is desire for progeny, desire for wealth, desire for other lokas. Only the object of desire varies, but the fact of desire does not vary. So the desire is the common factor in all of them. So none of them is satisfied. Everyone struggles. One struggles for wealth, one for progeny, and another for various lokas. All of them come under the category of desire. So the object of desire only varies, but the mental condition is the same, that they are all dissatisfied. And they face apurnatva. One wants to remove desire through putra. One wants wealth, the other through lokas. So when we see, what we see in all of them is, none of them is happy. And they suffer with no peace of mind. All of them suffer from apurnatva. But here the Upanishad is doing a mischief. So having enumerated the three desires, Upanishad must have said that all three desires are one and the same, one and the same desire alone. It would have just said and left. But the Upanishad says that both the desires are one and the same. It mentioned the three desires, but it now says both the desires are one and the same. That is, ubehyete yeshane eva bhavataha. Both desires are same. Means both are desires only. Now, what will be the confusion now? First, it was said that there are three desires. Putraishana, Vitteshana, and Lokeshana. And now three desires have been reduced to two desires. How it is done? This is purely an academic interest only. We have to reconcile this discrepancy. to understand this, we have to remember a mantra in the fifth Saptana Brahmanam. If you remember, the fifth Brahmanam called the Saptana Brahmanam. We already finished the first chapter, 1.5. That is a famous mantra, and I told that we would discuss that mantra later. At that time, we didn't elaborate on it, but now I am referring to that mantra now. That mantra says, Putrena ayam loko jayaha, karmana pitru lokaha, vidyaya deva lokaha. So, putrena ayam loko jayaha. The son is the means for getting bhuloka janma. And he comes back to this earth as manushya after death. So, if one gets a son who does all rituals for his father, so putra becomes the sadhanam and manushya loka becomes the sadhyam for that person. And karmana pitru lokaha, ritual, karmas, is sadhanam through which one can get to pitru loka or swarga loka. Swarga or pitru loka here is the sadhana. And the third one is vidyaya deva lokaha. Vidya here refers to not atma vidya, but upasana. So through upasana, one can get deva loka, which means brahma loka. So upasana is sadhana and brahma loka is sadhya. Now, how many sadhanas we have got? We have got three sadhanas and we have three sadhyams also. Putra, karma, upasanani are the three sadhanas, and pitru loka, swarga loka and brahma loka, these three are the three sadhyams. And the Upanishad says, most human beings are interested in these sadhanas and sadhyams. What is the process of desires? How does the desire function? If you analyze, it is really interesting. First, one desires for a sadhyam, a goal alone. The desire is primarily for a sadhyam. For example, if you want to buy a TV, TV is a sadhyam. No one gives TV for free. To get TV sadhyam, I have to get what sadhanam? I have to have money sadhanam. I should have money to buy TV sadhanam. I require to get TV. Now, my desire is shifted to sadhyam to sadhanam now. Originally, I wanted to have a TV, but to get the TV, I need money. So from sadhyam, it has gone to sadhanam. So earn money first. Thus, all human beings have got sadhana iccha and sadhya iccha both. Of which sadhana iccha is threefold. What are the three sadhana icchas now? We just now said putra, karma, and upasana. And sadhya iccha is also threefold. What are those? Bhuloka, swargaloka, and brahmaloka. And we have got three yeshanas in this mantra, in this brahmanam, desires, which are putraishanam, vittaishanam, and lokaishanam. Now, we have to reconcile the saptana brahmanam that we saw in the first chapter and kahola brahmanam we are seeing now. There we saw three sadhanas, sadhana icham, and three sadhya icham, and here three yeshanas. So, putraishana refers to sadhana icha, number one. And vittaishana stands for the second and third sadhanas. Vittam means karma plus upasana is here called vittam, wealth. So karma plus upasana yeshana. So three sadhanas and three yeshanas are mentioned. Therefore, we have so the devam vittam and manusham vittam both come under one vittam only. So three sadhanas and three yeshanas are mentioned. Therefore, we have putraishana, then karmaishana and upasana yeshana said as vittam earlier, number one. And then lokeshana as all three sadhya ichchas, that is bhulokam, suvarlokam, and brahmalokam. All three eshanas as the sadhya. So putraishana and vitteshana stand for sadhana eshana, and lokeshana stands for sadhya eshana. Thus we have got sadhana eshana one and sadhya eshana two are there. That is what is referred here as ube eshane. Sadhya eshanas, ube eshane. That means ube sadhya sadhana yeshane eva bhavataha. Both of them come under desires only, desires alone. So either sadhana desire or sadhya desire. So this intelligent man, he does not have all the six desires. In other words, he does not have all three desires, or he does not have both desires. That is, so Upanishad wants, it only groups them and then tries to put them in a different perspective. This number game is a mere arithmetic. So I will discuss that he does not have both the desires. That's all we will say now. That means he does not have sadhana icha or sadhya icha. Who? This person who is going to be nine. Not interested in sadhana and sadhya. And this two can be reduced into one also. Sadhana and sadhya also can be reduced into one. All sadhanas and sadhyams are what? They are all anatma. Thus, he is free from the desire for any anatma. Sadhana and sadhya he doesn't want means he is free from the desire for any anatma. Then what desire he has got? Atma yeshana he has got. Atma is sadhana or sadhyam. Atma is neither sadhanam nor sadhyam. Atma is what? Atma is siddha vastu. Therefore, siddha atma yeshana eva asya bhavati natu sadhana yeshana va sadhana yeshana va or sadhya yeshana va. So they aspire for jnanam only. And Shankaracharya he adds, if a person does not want putra, he does not want patni also. Therefore, he gives a patni icha and putra icha. If he wants patni, he has to enter into grahastha ashrama. And he does not have desire for grahastha ashrama also. He is not interested in karma because karma is to gain swargaloka and all. He is not desirous of yajnopavitam also, shika also. All those become redundant for him. So therefore, he gives up yajnopavitam. He gives up shika. All those become redundant and thus he renounces all the things including wealth, money. Money is for what? To do karma. Remember, karma is called pangtaha. We have already seen all that thing. Pangto upasana and all we have already seen. So, yajamana, patni, devittam, manusham, vittam. All these called pangtaha, fivefold. So he does not require money, he does not require children, wife, grahasthashrama, yajnopavitam, shika, nothing he requires. And therefore, he becomes a sannyasi. So once he becomes sannyasi, bhikshacharyam charanti. Will sannyasa itself give moksha? No, sannyasa itself will not give moksha. Sannyasi is jnana angam only, jnana sahakari. Sannyasi has to take to jnana pursuit, and which is nothing but shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. That is being said in the next portion. So, panditya'm nirvidya'm balyena tishtaset. Balyam cha panditya'm cha nirvidya atha munihi. That talks about shravanam, mananam and nididhyasanam. But the Upanishad does not present shravanam and nididhyasanam with those names. But three different names are used here. They are peculiar names also. We again come to know through because Adi Shankaracharya wrote Bhashyams and Swamiji explains all of them in that manner. So Shravanam or Shravanajanya Jnanam is called Panditya. Mananam is called Balyam. Nididhyasanam is called Maunam in the shloka. So first stage is Panditya. Second stage is Balyam. Third one is Maunam. So how these words come? Panditya is derived from Panditaha. Panditaha is derived from Panda. Panda refers to Atmajnana. Panditaha means one who has Jnana. So Pandita means the state of Jnana. That is why in Bhagavad Gita also, Ashocha Ananvasochatvam Prajnavadamscha Bhashase Gadasu Unagadasumscha Nanushochanti Panditaha. We should remember this portion of Bhagavad Upanishad when Gita says Panditaha. Shruti Pramanam for that Gita Shloka is this Vakya. So what is Balyam? Again, two meanings are there for Balyam. So Balasya Bhavaha Balyam. State of being a boy, Bala, is Balyam. So Balakaha. So Acharya takes this in some other context. So if you take that meaning, it will indicate the absence of Raga and Dvesha. Balyam stands for innocence, integrity. And having a pure mind, a balas, a child does not have the so-called diplomatic life, you know, telling all white lies and all colored lies and all that. So it is, so raga dvesha, adjusting, maneuvering, and all that the child doesn't have. And in this context, takes balyam as balasya. So balasya bhavaha balyam. He's taking it like that. Strength. Balasya, balam means strength. So strength or dardyam. Firmness, steadiness, which indicates jnanasya dhardyam, steadying the knowledge, making the knowledge firm, converting the knowledge into conviction. It is no more Upanishadic teaching, no more my guru's teaching or views. For me, aham, brahma, asmi is a fact. This dridikarana, is balya, done through manana, and therefore mananam is balya. You know how indirectly he connects. So mananam is balya, and maunam, silence, stands for munehe bhavaha. Munehe, being a muni, a sannyasi, is maunam. So, and by using the word maunam, the Upanishad indicates a lifestyle in which a person has no other job other than Vedanta Vichara. Muni has a committed life of Vedantic enquiry. Therefore, maunam refers to committed pursuit of jnana. So, anyavacho vimunchata. So, munihi. So, should neither talk nor hear about anything else. Thus, maunam stands for nididhyasanam. Tat chintanam, tat katanam, anyonyam, tat prabodhanam, evam yeka, paparatvam chayam, brahmabhyasam, vidur buddhaha. This is called brahmabhyasam. Another name for nididhyasanam is brahmabhyasa. And the Upanishad says, everybody should go through panditya, balya, and maunam. Then he becomes a brahmanishtaha. That is shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. And a person who has become a brahmanishtaha, he is called brahmanaha. A person who is a brahmanishtaha is called brahmanaha. Shankaracharya asks, then what about other brahmanas, the so-called brahmanas? He says, they are all amukhya brahmana, gauna brahmanas, only namke vaste brahmanas, pseudo brahmanas, brahmana by name only. That is why these scriptures say, janmana jayate shudraha, karmana dvija uchyate, vedapatena viprasyat, brahmano brahma vedanat. By birth, everybody is born a shudra only. Janmana jayate shudraha. After upanayanam, karmana dvija uchyate, dvijanmam. When he gets a second janma, after upanayanam, he becomes dvija, called a dvijaha. So he has to now learn to lead, yes, from a prakrita purushaha, he tries to become a samskrita purushaha, a cultured person. What are to be done, what are not to be done, all that thing, societal norms, everything. So dvijatma. On reading scriptures, Veda Patena viprasyat, he becomes at best a scholar, vipraha. But brahmano brahma vedanat, only by realizing brahman, he becomes a brahmana. Until then, he is only a namke vaste brahmana. And the Upanishad tells somewhere else also, yaha atmanam viditvam asmat lokat praiti saha brahmanaha. Yaha atmanam aviditva asmat lokam praiti saha kripanaha. Doesn't even say abrahmana. Say kripanaha. Those who do not have brahmajnana, even if he is a brahmin by birth or anything, he is only a kripanaha, a miserable person, to be pitied person. Whereas one who knows Brahman deserves the title of Brahman. So in actually there is Upanishad. Vajra Shuchika Upanishad. So Vajra Shuchika Upanishad, this is like a diamond needle Upanishad. Like a diamond needle, very, very sharp. It analyzes like a diamond needle everything. It begins with a question. Kaha Brahmana. In there used to be a magazine that there is a column or something, Yenge Brahmana. There was a question like that. Kaha Brahmana, who is a Brahmana? The Upanishad itself takes it up and questions as to how one becomes Brahman and negating the entire basis such as birth and all that thing, and finally concludes Brahmajnani alone is true Brahmana. That is said here. Tasmat, but of course, the other divisions are all based on societal things for various reasons. So we don't have to go into that detail now. So that is said here. Tasmatim brahmanaha panditiyam nirvidya. Therefore, brahmanaha, the secondary brahmana, who has not yet become primary brahmana, that is the jnani brahmana, who has got samskaras by the performance of karma, and who has gained chitta shuddhi by performance of upasana, he gained chitta naishchalyam, Pariksha Lokan, Karmachitan, Brahmanom, Nirvedamaya. We have seen all that earlier. So he becomes a mature person. And what should he do first? Panditya Nirvidya. He should gain Shravana Janya Jnanam. Nirvidya means Nischayena Prapya. Having clearly acquired knowledge through Shravana. And afterwards, Balyena Tishtaset. He should work for a life of mananam. Jnana ஞான பலபாவேன. See, this is மனநாக்கிய சாதனசிய ஸ்தாத்தும் இச்சே. So the person should have that conviction to remove all. He should work for dridikarana, firming up that knowledge, whatever he has gained through shravana. And what is the strength and weakness in the field of jnana, he should understand. Knowledge becomes weaker when attacked by doubts. How can I be a Brahman? How can world be mithya? How can God be identical with me? These three are the doubts to be cleared firmly. All the three must be cleared. And samshaya means doubt, is an obstacle for jnana. Jnana dardyam. And removal of doubts along that alone gives me jnana dridikarana. Then balyam cham pandityam cham nirvidya. Having gone through shravanam and mananam, that is pandityam and balyam. So now instead of using the word shravanam, we are using the word pandityam here. And for mananam, we are using the word balyam. What should he do? He should become a muni. Munihi bhavet. Committed to dwelling on Vedantic teaching alone, to the exclusion of all other mano vyaparaha. So vyaparanantaram tyaktva kevalam sajatiya pratyayavan bhavet. Munihi bhavet. Final meaning is what? Nididhyasanam kuriyat. Munihi bhavet. Nididhyasanam kuriyat. He should take to Nididhyasanam. So what is the benefit of Nididhyasanam? He will become a Brahmanaha. So amaunancha, maunancha, nirvidya. Amaunancha, maunancha, nirvidya. It's very interesting. Nididhyasanam we call as mauna. Mauni we just call Nididhyasanam as mauna. Now Shravanam and Mananam together are given another name, new name. It is called amauna. Shravanam and mananam both are called amaunam. So maunat anyam amaunam. All that is different from nididhyasanam is amaunam, opposite of maunam, amaunam. And what is that? Shravanam and mananam. So amaunam shravana manane and panditya balye nirvidya. So maunam cha amaunam. Amaunam is equal to shravana mananam and maunam is equal to nididhyasanam. Therefore amaunam plus maunam is equal to saravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. In short, having gone through all the three stages, so many different names, very, very confusing, but end result is only that. Saravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam has to be done. So thereafter, brahmanaha. One becomes a primary brahmana. Till now, he was a secondary brahmana only. Until jnanam comes, one is only a gauna brahmana, idanim, முக்கிய பிராமணஹா பவந்தி பவதி ஃப்ரம் நவ் ஆன். தென் சஹா பிராமணஹா கேன ஸ்யாத். நவ் சம்படி ஆஸ்க் த க்வெஸ்சன், மேபி கஹோலா ஹிம்செல்ஃப் ஆஸ்க் த க்வெஸ்சன் ஆர் சம்படி எல்ஸ் ஆர் ஈவன் யாக்ஞவல்க்ய ஹிம்செல்ஃப் ரைசஸ் த க்வெஸ்சன். வாட் இஸ் தட்? வாட் இஸ் த கான்டக்ட் ஆஃப் அ ஜானி? வாட் இஸ் த லைஃப் ஸ்டைல் ஆஃப் அ ஜானி? சோ அர்ஜுன ஆஸ்க் கிருஷ்ணா அஸ்தித பிரஜ்ஞஸ்ய கா பாஷா, ஆல் தட் கைண்ட் ஆஃப் க்வெஸ்சன்ஸ். Kena means kena acharena syat. What type of achara? So anushtana, rules he has for a jnani. Then Yajnavalkya says, yena syat tena idrishaha eva. Yena syat means let him lead any type of lifestyle. What an open statement. Let the jnani lead any type of lifestyle, yena syat. And yena kenapi acharena syat. Acharena syat. Vidhi nishedaha atitaha. He is beyond all vidhis and nishedas. It does not matter to him. Nistraigunyopati vicharatam ko vidhi ko nishedaha. In Bhagavad Gita also it has been said, sarvabhutasthitam yomam bhajati ekastum astitaha. Sarvata vartamanopi sayogi mayi vartate. Sarvata vartamanopi, whatever be his lifestyle, he is established in me. Then what is the sign of Jivan Mukti? One may ask this question. If not achara that decides, then what makes him a real brahmana? The Upanishad says, brahmana means don't mix with the caste. This is brahmana means a brahmagyani. The Upanishad says, Yidrashaha evam brahmanaha. He is a real brahmana, not because of his achara, but because of Yidrashaha, the above mentioned jnana nishtha. So balyancha panditancha, balyancha maunancha, nirvidyam avasthana. Remaining in Brahman by going through all these stages alone makes a person a true Brahman, not just the lifestyle. Yidrashaha. So Brahmanishtaha evam Brahmanaha bhavati natum samachara. So Shankaracharya feels a bit disturbed by this statement, because the Upanishad says he feels disturbed. He knows for us he is feeling disturbed. Because the Upanishad says, Yatheshta acharanam, yatheshta acharanam, yatheshta acharanam, the Upanishad says. He can do whatever he wants to do, doing anything as he likes. Just leading a whimsical life is called in Shastra, yatheshta acharanam. Yathi ishtam, whatever is ishtam, he acharam. So yatha ishtam, tatha acharam. Now in this statement, Shruti states, Jnani is a brahmana, brahmanishta, muktaha, and whatever be his lifestyle, he is liberated person. Does that mean Shastram gives him a license for yatheshta acharanam? Acharya says, no, should not be misinterpreted at all. One should not exploit and claim himself as a jnani and do all akramam, all untoward things, and say, nistraigunye pati visharatam ko vidhihi ko nishedaha. You should not ask that. Yena kena pisyat idrashaha eva. And say that he is exempt from all these disciplines. Because yatheshta acharanam, even Krishna says, sarvadharman parityajya. People all, they misinterpret all these shlokas. So because yatheshta acharanam is a bad practice and an evil influence. First of all, it is not good for oneself and for others also. It will have a very strong negative influence in the society, because we have already seen yadyada acharate shrestaha tatadeva itaro janaham sayat pramanam kurute lokastadanu vartate. Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, yatheshta acharanam, do what you want attitude, is condemned by all our acharyas strongly. Sureshwaracharya, he went the topmost in that. In his Naishkarma Siddhi, he uses a very strong word. If a jnani lives as he likes in the name of jnanam, then it is called what? Buddhadvaitasa tattvasya yatheshta acharanam yadim shunam. Shunam tattvadrisham chaiva. Shunam means a dog. Ko bhedaha ashuchi bhakshane. What is the difference between a so-called jnani and a street dog? If he is living in the way he wants to live, he just does. That does anything, that whatever he does, anything as he wants to do without discipline. Such a very strong word Sureshwaracharya uses. Therefore, Acharya says, this statement that jnani is beyond vidhinisheda is only a glorification of jnani. It is tutipara, not license for yatheshtam acharanam. If there is no license for living as one likes, then why should Shruti say jnani is beyond vidhinisheda? Because we have to answer that question. Is it not misleading? The reason is, until jnanam comes, vidhinisheda are required to regulate, to discipline the life of a person. Then after jnanam, Shruti removes the vidhinisheda factor. Why? Because Shruti is confident that hereafter the very same jnanam will regulate the life of a jnani. Until now, what vidhinisheda was doing, the same job is done by the very jnanam itself. It expresses in the form of dharmic life. Remember, jnanam expresses only in the form of dharmic life. Therefore, ajnani, he needs dharmic life governed by shastram. Jnani leads dharmic life governed by shastra jnanam. That is the difference. Previously, the regulating factor was from outside. But now, after becoming a jnani, the regulating factor is from his inside. So previously, it was a deliberate living because control is outside. Now it is a spontaneous living because the control is inside. It is like what? For example, a musician initially requires a tambura to regulate his music. But once you've gone through all the panditya, balyam and maunam and all that, once he is soaked in music, we can call it. For example, music while eating, while hearing, everything music, and always thinks of music only. He will find that even without tambura shruti, he just closes his eyes and after some time, he will sing and his shruti and tambura shruti will be the same. How? Just a person has got a biological clock, habit. He has developed that experience, abhyasa. He has got an inside tambura for himself. So even without tambura, he will be able to sing well, keeping his tambura intact. That keeps him this shruti. So similarly, a jnani has got biological vidhi nisheda. Jnani is incapable of violating vidhi nisheda. And therefore, yatheshta acharanam has no place, whether during ajnanam or whether during jnanam. When ignorant, shastra puts break. And after gaining jnanam, jnani never indulges in yatheshta acharanam by habit, spontaneous. Therefore, for all others, it is a sadhana. For a jnani, it is spontaneous. Therefore, Acharya concludes that there is no lesson for yatheshta acharanam given. And thereafter, ataha anyadartham. This statement is a repetition of that given in the previous Brahmanam also. We saw this statement there. At that time also, we said it's an important statement. Ataha. Ataha means Brahmanaha. Anyat. Everything else other than Brahman is artham. Artham has got actually three meanings. One is vinashi. It is perishable. Nashwaram. Nashyati. Alpam. And second meaning is artiyuktam. Source of misery. Dukkham. Painful. So dukkha hetuhu. It is a source of sorrow, artiyuktam. And the third meaning is, which is taken as the most important meaning, it is mithya. It is avastu. Vastu, avastu. Satyam, asatyam. So it is mithya, it is avastu, it is asatyam. Therefore, ato anyadartham. Anyadartham means brahma satyam, jagan mithya. So Acharya, he often quotes this particular thing. For Jagan Mithya, Acharya quotes most often two statements. One is Ato Anyadartham, this mantra that we just read in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And the second one is Vacharambanam Vikaro Namadeyam, that we saw in Chandogya, 6th chapter. So these two are quoted by him to indicate Jagan Mithyatvam. Thus, three topics are discussed, namely Aikyam, Jnanam, and Sannyasa. And tatoha, after this much teaching, kaholam kaushitakeyaham upararama. So what he did, kahola withdrew, accepting Yajnavalkya's brahmavittamaha status. And he retires. Now Acharya writes a small inquiry on this sannyasa. This is called sannyasa bhashyaman sannyasa. In this section, there is a small inquiry into Bhashyama Shankaracharya. It is sannyasa inquiry. And what is the statement taken for inquiry by Acharya here? Yetam vai tam atmanam viditva brahmanaha putraishanayascha putraishanayascha and vitteishanayascha lokaishanayascha yutyayam atam bhikshacharyam charanti. So Acharya takes this statement for analysis to establish that there is a sannyasa vidhi in this mantra. That is commandment, an injunction is there, asking seekers to take to sannyasa to gain moksha. This is the essence of this discussion. We'll briefly see that. Throughout the Upanishad, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, we find Shankaracharya repeatedly emphasizes sannyasa. Even in other Upanishad, wherever there is an opportunity, Shankaracharya talks about sannyasa, and in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, in several places, he discusses this matter. In fact, such a discussion we find in Maitreyi Brahmanam also, 4th Brahmanam, 2nd chapter, the context of Yajnavalkya's proposal to take sannyasa. Now he discusses the same subject here, because Shankaracharya loves the topic of sannyasa, and wherever he gets an opportunity, he emphasizes sannyasa to gain liberation. In fact, this may create confusion also in the minds of people. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Grahastha Ashrama. Grahastha is a true sannyasi. Na niragni na na chakriha. And when such portions come, Shankaracharya also joins Krishna. And he talks of people like Janaka, who remained in Grahastha Ashrama, attained moksha, continued in Grahastha Ashrama and karma, but not affected by the karma. So, Gata Sankasya Muktasya Jnana Vastita Chetasaka. So, Vyajnaya Charata Karma Samagram Praviliyate Brahma Arpana Brahma Kaviki Brahma Agno Brahma Nahudam, all the shlokas. So, in Bhagavad Gita. So, now we might have a conflict as to what exactly Shastra is all about. That is, Shankaracharya, is he contradicting or is he compromising? What is he trying to do? So, what exactly is position of scriptures in this saga? Is sannyasa required for moksha through jnanam? Or can grahastha attain moksha through jnanam? As a serious seeker, I want to know as to what is the clear opinion. And whenever a topic or question is not clearly answered, in spite of repeated discussions, it is evident that the question itself has got certain problems. For an invalid question, you can never get a valid answer. They give the example. Swamiji gives the example. A person was accused for beating his wife. When he was taken to the court, he strongly denies it is not true. He has ever beaten his wife. It is never true. Before closing the case, the judge asked him a question. Hereafterwards, will you beat your wife? What answer can he give? Either way, he is in trouble. Suppose he says, I will not. Then he has beaten so far. If it can be concluded that he has been beating his wife before. So he can never answer the question because the other answer is yes, I will beat her. So because it's a question based on a wrong assumption. When the assumption is wrong, assumption based question also is wrong. When the question is wrong, how can you give a clear answer? Similarly, in the context of Grahastha Ashrama or Sannyasa Ashrama, we take Ashrama as primary factor to determine moksha. Whereas Shastra mentions two factors to attain moksha, namely Jnanam as the direct cause for moksha. Atha means Sadhanam Chatushtaya Sampatti Anantaram. So Brahma Jignasa, that means Shravana Manana Nididhyasana. Therefore, Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti followed by Jnanam or Shravanam and Nidhyasanam is the only way to gain liberation. It means a grahastha cannot get moksha if he does not have sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. That means what? An asadhana chatushtaya sampanna grahastha can never gain moksha through Jnanam. And this rule applies to a sannyasi also. He may be a sannyasi for 50 years, nothing doing. On the other hand, a sadhana chatushtaya sampanna grahastha can get moksha through jnanam, and a sadhana chatushtaya sampanna sannyasi also can get moksha through jnanam. Here, what is the argument? Again, Anvaya Pritireka. That is, sadhana chatushtaya sampatti sattve jnana dvara moksha sattvam. Sadhana chatushtaya sampatti abhave jnana dvara moksha abhavaha. Therefore, sadhana chatushtaya sampatti is important sadhana and not the ashrama to which one belongs. Therefore, main thing to be emphasized is sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, the qualification, adhikaritvam. Acharya wants to also add a footnote. He says that sannyasa ashrama is more conducive and ideal for acquiring sadhana chatushtaya sampatti and pursuing. To the exclusion of all others, total committed pursuit of Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, or Panditya, Balya, Maunani, of this language of the Shloka. But when Shankaracharya says Sannyasa Ashrama is ideal, Shankaracharya presents it as a general rule. And every general rule has got an exception. That is, when we have both exceptions, that is, one being in Sannyasa Ashrama and without Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti, and another exception is a person not remaining in Sannyasa Ashrama and being in Grahastha Ashrama with Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti. Thus, Upanishad talks about the general rule and Bhagavad Gita talks about the exception. And what should we do? It is our choice. Either you be in general rule or be in exceptional rule. Of remaining in Grahastha Ashrama, you acquire Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti and gain Jnanam. Therefore, there is no compromise or contradiction. general rule is that what? Sannyasa ashrama is ideal to gain jnanam. And the exception is that you can remain in grahastha ashrama, get sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, and go through shravanam and nidhyasanam and gain moksha. You may very well be an exception and be not in general role, and you may gain moksha through jnanam. Just because of this thing, we don't have to change ashrama. One can very well be in grahastha ashrama and gain jnanam after gaining the qualification. Stop here. Yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakritilinasya yaparasamaheshwarah. Shri Krishna. Namaste.